Murders continue to surge in Democrat-controlled cities. By A.W.R. Hawkins on July 27, 2020. Murders continue to surge in Houston, Chicago, St. Louis, Atlanta, and other Democrat-controlled cities around the country. Former New York Times reporter Alex Berenson tweeted a collection of reports on July 27, which included snippets from media outlets, police departments, and city governments. The message communicated was clear: murder is surging in Houston, Denver, Atlanta, and St. Louis. Berenson noted that murders are also up in Los Angeles, Boston, and Miami. The violence is raging in Chicago and New York City as well. Breitbart News reported nearly 60 shot and 3 killed over the weekend in Chicago. The Chicago Tribune reported that 373 people were shot to death in Chicago between January 1 and July 11. That figure represents 97 more people than were killed in Chicago during the same period in 2019. 34 people were shot and 10 killed over the weekend in NYC. The Minneapolis Star Tribune reported that more people have been killed in Minneapolis at this point in 2020 than were killed in all of 2019. The mayor of NYC is Bill de Blasio, D., and the mayor of Minneapolis is Jacob Frey, D. On June 29, Breitbart News reported a Washington Post column which noted that 17 of the 20 most violent cities in America have Democrat mayors. Among the top 20 cities for incidents of violent crime per 10,000 residents, 19 of them have Democrat mayors. Correction: at publication, this article misstated the number of shooting deaths in Chicago in 2019. The article has been updated with the accurate data. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @Hawkins. Reach him at @Hawkins@Breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.